Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And welcome in, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a great start to your day. A little rainy out there, but the ice is going away, which is a very good thing. Joe, the Titans have their man. Brian Callahan is expected to be named the next head coach of the Two-Tone Blue.
Yeah, that's there you go, man. And, you know, thought would be sometime this week before the Senior Bowl, and kudos to the Titans' best beat reporter, Adam Schefter, for breaking the story last night and getting the news out there that Callahan will take over. So now you watch and see who puts on his staff. And so I guess the question is, Titans fans, how do you feel? I mean, how do you? And we got a special guest, Chaser, at 9:30 today.
We do. So when things like this happen, you immediately – like I was a producer for a long time, so I immediately go into producer mode and I start thinking – okay, who's got connections? And the first person that we brought up was Rocky Boyman, former Titan, played with Derek. It was here in the early 2000s, but he does radio in Cincinnati. Obviously, you see him on ESPN, so he's connected. All right, let's get Rocky. So he's going to join the show at 10. Well, then I started looking at coaches that Brian Callahan has coached under, and one name that popped up was Gary Kubiak. Of course, coached with the Texans for a long time, but was in Denver. Callahan was an offensive assistant with him in Denver. So our man John McClain helped us with that. I gave John a text. John called me, said, I'm on it, and Gary Kubiak will join us at 9:30. So really looking forward to that.
Well done with that. That'll be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, all these coaches are 6 degrees of separation anyway, but when you get somebody who, you know, hired this guy and he worked under and kind of groomed him a little bit, that is really good. So – well, that was a heck of a staff, too. What, Mike McDaniel? Well, not on that staff, but Kubiak. Didn't he have him at one point?
Had him in Texas.
Had him in Texas.
Yeah. He had to fire him because he couldn't get his stuff together.
That's right. So, which Mike McDaniel's been very open about. But anyway, you know, how do you feel? Are you excited or whatever? Was that the one you wanted? Do you not care? You just want to put somebody on the field?
Well, I'm excited because based on my prediction, I've been saying that I thought it would be Brian Callahan, so I feel pretty good
about
that.
Stop it. I heard Rex wrote, like, we had it pretty early on. No, so, I mean, there was a lot of speculation.
So did everybody.
Yeah,
so
everybody. Okay. You didn't break the story, and that's all that matters.
So. I think it's a good hire. I know he hasn't called plays. He's going to call plays here from what I've seen. A to Z Sports, Buck Rising putting that out. But you kind of figure that's the trend with all these guru coaches that – they don't call plays, and then they get the head coaching job, and then they call plays.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And so he'll call plays. I think OC is going to be one of two people. It's either going to be Thomas Brown or Liam Cohen.
Why Thomas Brown when there's no obvious connection? Why are people putting those two together? I'm just curious.
Okay, for some reason, I think there's like a slight connection or a connection to Carthen. Because you know how this works, too. The head coach will have influence on the first staff. But the GM is going to have influence too. And then as the coach gets more established, then he can kind of bring in his own people. Like when Vrabel got hired, they had interviewed LaFleur as well, and they were like, he should be the OC. And they basically told Vrabel, hey, here's your OC. That's kind of how that went down. And so I think that it could be a similar situation. But Liam Cohen, I think he has crossed paths with, and obviously the connection to Will Levis, that makes a ton of sense. But I think they liked from what TD's heard and things I've seen, they really liked the interview process with Thomas Brown, but not to the point of making the head coach, but want to have him involved.
Question for you. All right, you know, everybody's bantering around Liam Cohen, right? What's Liam Cohen's current job?
Is he with Kentucky?
Yeah. What's his title?
OC.
Okay. If Callahan's calling the plays, why do you want to come here and be an OC who doesn't call any plays? Would you not want to go someplace where you call plays?
Well,
are we back to this whole yeah, but he's in the same room.
I'm trying not to use the overused C word.
Use it. What word?
C word, collaborative.
Easy pal. Oh, that word. That's C word.
Not that. Yeah, not collaborative.
Dr. Crane had me nervous there for a moment.
But you know, like from what I heard this morning, that you know the guest that they had on, Robin Rexroad had on, talking about how Brian Callahan and Zach Taylor worked together. That even though Callahan wasn't physically calling the plays, he was basically calling plays with Taylor on the sideline. I think there'll be some of that collaboration.
Calling plays, I just
I don't know. I think
I've never heard this until now.
I think we make too much of a big deal. Actually, I don't. I think you're making too much of a big deal about that he's never called plays before. But that's the trend. These coaches don't call plays until they become the head coach. But they know how. It's like, explain that to me. How if
LaFleur had a year under his belt, McVay had 3 years under his belt,
McDaniel didn't.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Yeah,
you know, McDaniel didn't. Who else? I mean, there are others too, but that's the first one that comes to mind from the tree, from this new fangled coaching tree.
Yeah, so, right.
But we'll see in what the staff looks like. And what would you think about if he brought Bill Callahan, his father from Cleveland, to be the O-line coach?
Why not? I mean, that's your dad. I mean, he's a hell of an offensive line coach. I mean, he's fantastic. Why would you not bring him in there? And that, you know, I mean, you want guys who are going to support you, right? I mean, that's the whole thing of bringing these coaches in. They're going to be on the same, you know, they're going to listen to your agenda. They're going to fall in line. They're going to be with you lockstep. And then that's your dad, man. And then that would be perfect.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hire my dad, but that's
yeah. I mean, I think everybody, you're going to hear two names that people are going to throw out there, Bill Callahan and Mike Munchak.
Well, I think it's Bill Callahan.
I think it'll be Bill Callahan.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Munch wants to coach. John McClain said that on our show last week, and we've heard it other places. But I don't see a return. There's no connection. They didn't overlap in Denver.
Right.
So there's no connection there. So I don't know. But – If Cleveland lets him out of his contract, which I would think they would to go coach with his son.
Yeah, they only gave Deshaun Watson $250 million guaranteed, right. So I'm not sure they know what a contract is, right? So they could do that. But, you know, good. Look, I hope he's wildly successful. I hope Rand Carthon's wildly successful. Hope this football team is wildly successful. They got a lot of work to do. But, you know, now they're starting to put pieces in place and kind of figure out and going forward. You got your quarterback. What do you do with Derrick Henry? I mean, there's still all these questions. You got to rebuild the offensive line. But you're moving forward now. You're not kind of going in a circle. You're moving forward. And so hopefully he can come in here and be what everybody hopes he can be as a head coach.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What do you think about the Brian Callahan hire? He is expected to be announced as the new Titans head coach. They have not made it official yet, have the Titans. But my guess is it becomes official today, press conference tomorrow is probably what I think will happen. So, you know, get him in here, get everything, you know, signed and T's crossed, I's dotted, all those things. But it sounds like the Titans have their guy in Brian Callahan, as he will be the next head coach of the Two-Tone Blue. But I like it. I'm curious to see what this does for the offense. I'm curious to see who he brings in to run the defense. Because, I mean, look, you can't just ignore the defense. I know everybody's focused on this offense. And look, I don't think Vrabel's offense was necessarily stagnant. I mean, I think they were trying to run, you know, you like this word, derivatives of of the Shanahan-type offense.
They
didn't
have the good players,
with LaFleur, and just didn't have the players, but I think it will be interesting to see what happens. I would love to know his thoughts on a player like Derrick Henry, if he would want him to be a part of things moving forward.
Well, in part of this deal, bring Tennessee one of these receivers, T. Higgins or somebody.
I don't think T. Higgins is coming here. I think they're going to tag Higgins, and then they'll get it figured out. I think Tyler Boyd
could
be possible.
Okay, there you go. But get one of them, right, and come down here and – tell Mr. Burks, hey, take care of yourself.
Look, you're going to have some receiver options. Like, I think Mike Evans is probably going to be a free agent. I don't see him. I think he'll hit the market. Now, he's older.
Yeah, he just finished his, 11th year?
Yeah, he's older. So
enough of these one-year receivers coming to Nashville. I mean, I lived it through – Pickens. Yeah. And, you know, I know David Givens got hurt. It wasn't his fault, but, you know, you get these guys. I mean, they get paid, and if you're going to tell me they don't miss a step, they do. They get that big money. And then,
yeah, but, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins looked – I mean, I know he's not the same DeAndre Hopkins he was a few years ago, but he looked pretty good this year.
Oh, he's probably one of the best receivers in the National. But, I mean, there are exceptions. You got to get lucky with those guys. And so they got lucky with Hopkins, and we'll see. But the plan's in place now. You just got to go forward now. Make sure you do the right picks and the right guys to get it all done.
Indeed. So your calls, your texts. Like I mentioned, Gary Kubiak going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Coached with Brian Callahan in Denver. We'll get his thoughts on the hire. Also, Rocky Boyman from Cincinnati will get his thoughts as well. But what do you think? Do you like the hire of Brian Callahan? We got some texts to get to. Joe, and I'm getting the sense we're both cool with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know I am, but I get the sense that you are.
I mean, I don't think there was a candidate who, like, stood out head and shoulders over anybody else.
Yeah.
So I'm like, good, good. If this is what you want, then let's go forward and see what we can do.
So what does it look like moving forward? We'll discuss that coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Gary Kubiak joining us at the bottom of the hour. Brian Callahan, the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Your reaction, 615-737-1025. Let's see. Jameson says, I love how much Joe hates coaching speculation. Do you hate coaching speculation?
Yeah. I mean, being involved in it for so many years and this and that, and it got to the point now where people are patting themselves on the back because early on I had it. Early on doesn't mean anything. Do you break the story? That's what I'm more impressed with.
Yeah, but in a situation like this, like I'm not trying to break stories. I'm just giving an opinion.
No, that's fine. That's fine. But some are just like, you know, pat themselves on the back. I'm like, whatever. Okay, whatever. Yeah.
Indy Ben says, couldn't the Panthers simply block the Titans from hiring Brown as OC since it would be a lateral move? And we'll see if this hire works out. But it does appear the Titans may have made an actual good decision from a front office standpoint. I guess the Panthers could do that. But when they hire a new coach, does the new coach want to keep Brown as the OC? So typically what happens when the head coach gets hired,
right,
even though the staff, like the Titans staff, still under contract, they allow them to go to interview with other places, and then ultimately when they get a new head coach, he can decide if he's going to retain them or not.
Yeah, the Panthers hired a GM yesterday. I think it's former Miami linebacker, University of Miami linebacker, Dan Morgan now. So they got a GM in place, and they'll go from there. But look, here's my thing. If you don't want to be there, if you want to go someplace else, that's fine.
Sure. Mike from Shelbyville. Big Joe, can you confirm Chris Hughes is Titans OC and Will and Matt Kreisky is co-defensive coordinator?
I would love it. I would can't do any worse than doing
that.
We
saw Coach Hughes last night.
That would be fine. We pass every down. We have great formations, and the Kreisky brothers are heck of a defensive coaches. I'd love it. I'm on board for that. I'd buy season tickets for that, Chaser.
Ricky says to your Mike Evans, 11 straight 1,000-yard seasons, Evans is still a baller. Look, if they signed him to like a 2 or 3 year deal, I wouldn't hate it. I'd be okay with it.
Okay.
Because you're going to have Hopkins one more year. Could you imagine that? Like Hopkins and Evans for 1 year?
This is the same people like when they got Julio Jones in 2021. Jones and Brown, no stopping us now.
Evans is younger than Hopkins.
Yeah.
0953, as a Bengals fan living in Nashville, I love it. We'll be pulling for him. Talking about Callahan. 1565. Oh, can we not? So is the official name for this duo Callahan or Carahan? How about Brian Callahan and Rand Carthon?
What about Ranahan? Oh, that's God. Easier.
It's not.
From the Shanahan tree.
Yeah, Ranahan. Yeah. That's right.
How
Ranahan.
About that? We are just making a kindergarten rhyme book right now.
Yes.
Ranahan. Nice.
After 27 years of the same old run first offense, at least today, I have hope that we may be getting rid of the 8 tracks and moving into the 21st century with the throw first offense.
Okay. The modern offense, as they're calling it. Yes. Whatever.
Viking Matt, does JJ move on from the Vikings and does Henry end up in mini? I like the Titans higher, but let's see his staff first. Viking Matt.
Derrick Henry will not go to the Minnesota Vikings unless they pay him an insane amount of money.
I don't think so. Let's go to the phones. Blake wants to weigh in. Blake, welcome in.
Hey, what's up, guys and gals? Am I on the air?
You are.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. I just want to say I still think Vrabel would have been a better choice than Brian Callahan, but Brian Callahan is not a bad choice.
Okay, why do you think Vrabel would have been a better choice?
I just like him. I also want to say, if we took the best XFL quarterback, he would be better than Will Levis. That is all. Thank you.
Thank you, Blake. Appreciate that. That was a Tennessee fan calling in.
Yeah, probably.
XFL quarterback, who would that be?
I couldn't even tell you an XFL quarterback. I love
when you asked why that. He's like, because I think so. Oh, I mean, I love it.
I like him better.
Good job, Blake. You're always free to call, pal.
Mark from Clarksville, what happened to Slowick? So here's what I think. I don't think Bobby Slowick's going to get a job. I think that as he goes through the process, and John McClain has said this, we've heard this other places, that as these guys, you know, they've been a year of a coordinator or whatever, and their stock goes way up, they go through the process, and either they realize that they need a little more time, or the other teams realize, hey, you probably need another year before you're ready to be a head coach. That's kind of what I feel like could be happening. I could be wrong. He could be end up in Washington with Peters, you know, who he knows. But I kind of wonder if that's going to be the process with Bobby Slowick, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, unless Bobby Slowick gets that job in Washington where he knows the GM really well. But yeah, he's not our concern now. I mean, he's not here, and so now it's Brian Callahan.
Gene in Spring Hill, Vince Lombardi couldn't win here with the talent the Titans are fielding. It's going to be a burial ground for coaches until we get lots more real players.
Okay, Lombardi had a loaded roster in Green Bay, which the Titans – the last Titans roster that compared to the Packers was probably 2019. They got lucky, went on a run. Roster-wise, 2000. So, okay, I get it. 24 years later, that roster of the 2000 Titans was pretty damn good.
Yeah. Look, I think to say that Vrabel has never had good players is not accurate, but – you know, the last few years, it's certainly been tough.
But don't, you're not going to compare that to the Packers. I mean,
No.
There's no way, man.
Dustin in Hopkinsville, I'm excited. Should go from a stagnant offense to electric. Do we keep Shane Bowen? I would say no. Yeah, he's been a suspect, but one thing we have with him, best red zone defense. That's big. We keep teams kicking field goals. With high-octane offense, the bend-don't-break defense will be fine. In 90% of our losses, we lost by 6 points or less. The high-octane offense gets you 7 to 18 more points a game or more. I'm excited for our second offensive-minded coach here ever. Bye, Tim Kelly. Run your ass to Philly. Hard pass for us. Punting on you. See what I did there.
That's pretty good.
I think Shane Bowen goes wherever Mike Vrabel goes. I don't think Vrabel was ever going to fire him.
Probably not. Adam Schefter's last tweet 14 hours ago, he said some of the head coaches Brian Callahan has worked with or worked under, John Fox, Gary Kubiak, who'll join us in about 10 minutes, Jim Caldwell, John Gruden, and Zach Taylor. So he's learned at the feet for some really, really good coaches, defensive-wise, offensive-wise, both of those. So if he soak up that knowledge, even by osmosis, he's going to do well.
Yep. Do I know where the intro presser is? No, they have not. The Titans have not even made this official yet. So once we know that, we'll let you know. This is just what's being reported right now. But my guess is there'll be some sort of press release or announcement, you know, coming up later in the day, and then a presser tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
that's my guess.
Schefter's tweet is, Titans are working to finalize a deal.
Right.
To hire Brian Callahan, per league sources. So that was no way saying – I mean, if you get under the brass tacks of saying he's hired, they're working to finalize a deal. Fine. So there's been nothing, quote unquote, official.
LD from McMinnville, fans are going to either be upset or confused with the new offense. The Shanahan McVay style is pretty run heavy. I mean, that's the other. That is true. I mean, you're going to see them run the ball. It's just there's going to be more passing than we've seen, because maybe you got the right quarterback.
Yeah, right. Running the ball is still good. I don't know, people have like, because we've gotten so fascinated with 7-on-7 and arena ball and things like that. Running, I tell you, we've had players on the show, and you've seen it, and you've talked about it. When nothing takes the will away from a defense, when you can consistently run the football 4, 5, 7 yards a pop and just wear somebody down. So running the football is always going to be a major component of a good offense.
Mark from Clarksville has a great question.
Hey, Mark.
Do you think Callahan gets hired if Burrow stays healthy? And here's why I think he's asking that. I mean, obviously you're going to go, well, yeah, Joe Burrow looked pretty good, but I know that Callahan worked very closely with Jake Browning when he took over when Burrow got hurt. And Browning still looked good. I mean, the Bengals were in contention to make the postseason. You know, they didn't quite have the horses because they didn't have Burrow. But
right.
Browning didn't look awful.
Well, also, every team in that division made the playoffs.
Well, that's true.
So
except for the Bengals.
Except for the Bengals. But, yeah. I mean, because they got off to a really bad start. But – I mean, they played well. Browning played well. And if Callahan had a hand in Browning playing that well, all the more reasons to bring him here to Nashville. How are you?
Good. I'm good. You. Yeah.
All right.
That was good. JD, yes, glad they hired an offensive-minded coach. So now hopefully we can have some consistent offensive longevity. Having Callahan as our coach prevents our offensive mind from being hired away once they experience success. No, it doesn't. Also, A.J. McCarron was the XFL MVP last year. Caller is ridiculous.
Former Bengal. He
re-signed with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was back with them. No, look, I mean, what do you mean having the offensive-minded coach call the plays prevents your OC from going away? No, it doesn't. Look what just happened to Brian Callahan.
Right.
Like, that's what has happened with these coaches in the system, that they're OC for a year or two, whether they call plays or not, and then they get head coaching jobs.
You are correct. Yeah, A.J. McCarron with the Bengals and also with the Raiders when he was there.
If they hire Thomas Brown, my guess is he's in things go right. He's here for maybe a year, and then he gets a head coach.
You're always flipping coordinator.
Yeah,
I mean
that's just how this works.
Flipping coordinators. I mean, hell, after the Titans were in the Super Bowl in 99, Les Steckel was gone.
Yep, right. It's just it's what happens. We'll get Gary Kubiak's thoughts on Brian Callahan. He coached with him in Denver when they won the Super Bowl, of course, Peyton Manning's final year. We'll talk to him coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. Brian Callahan will be named the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans. And so in wanting to learn more about the new Titans head coach, we started looking, all right, who would know him? And no one better than Super Bowl winning coach Gary Kubiak, who is on the line with us, coached with him in Denver when Brian Callahan was an offensive assistant. Coach Kubiak, how are you? Thanks so much for doing this.
I'm doing good, guys. How are y'all?
Doing fantastic. So what are the Titans getting in this young man and Brian Callahan?
Well, they're getting a good one, I can tell you that. First off, you know, I was with Brian those couple of years in Denver that I was there. He was an offensive assistant for me. But in all honesty, he was like Peyton's right-hand man. I mean, he did a lot of work for Peyton in preparation game plan-wise each week, obviously doing a lot of work as a coach for me and the staff, but had a lot to do with Peyton's preparation. I know it was even before I got there. And, you know, when I came to Denver, I was trying to, you know, coexist with what I did offensively and keep what Peyton was doing offensively. And my go-between during that transition was Brian and Greg Knapper. So great young man. I know his dad. I mean, just quality football coach, quality person. He's been around some good football minds. And I really thought it was going to happen last year, to be honest with you. A few people called me about him. So I'm happy for him. You guys are getting a great kid, very knowledgeable football coach. You'll be proud of him.
So, and you mentioned, like, combining stuff you did offensively with what Peyton was doing, and Brian helped do that. How difficult is it to do, to take, like, stuff that you've done for a long time as a coach, but also be open to taking those new ideas and combining them together like you did with Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of coaching. I mean, you know, how do I make it work? How do I take things that I know this particular player likes or this quarterback likes or those type of things, or maybe you're hiring a staff where guys are coming with some fresh ideas. Obviously you have a belief in what you're doing or you wouldn't be getting the chance that you're getting, you know what I mean? And you've been successful doing it, but you're always trying to grow and that growth will come from the group that Brian puts together and, you know, those coaches, where they come from, what their backgrounds are. But, you know, he's very sharp. He'll find a way to do that, and he'll develop the Tennessee way.
We're talking to Gary Kubiak this morning. Coach, it's so great to have you on our show. When you hired Callahan back in 2015, what did you know about him previous coming in?
Well, the biggest thing I knew is dad. I mean, him and his dad, me and his dad are very good friends, coach against each other for many, many years. Great respect for him. I think he's one of the all-time great offensive line or assistant coaches. Well, he was a great head coach, too, that the league has ever known. So I knew his pedigree. I knew a lot about him from that standpoint. But for me, walking in the door, to be honest with you, it was Peyton walking in my office. It was Greg Knapp, who had been there with John Fox, who had coached for me in Houston. You know, those guys coming in my office, banging on my door, saying, "Coop, you got to keep this young man. He's a hell of a coach. You know, he'll prove it to you." So it was really just people standing up for him that had been working with him for a few years.
That's fantastic. I'd like to have that kind of people go to bat for me too as well, Coach. Also, you know, as a head coach, what's the one thing that Brian Callahan, if you could tell him, needs to know? One thing, when you were a head coach, you took over in Houston in 2006, that I know you'd been part of a lot of staffs before, but now you're the head coach. What's one piece of advice you wish you had had before you took that job?
I don't know. You look back on a lot of things. I think the biggest thing is don't change. I mean, you're where you're at because of how you've handled yourself and you know, how you've been as a teacher, as a man, as a coach. So don't change. Believe in yourself and what you're doing. You know, the other part is becoming a head coach for the first time. The advice I got one day was, I had a guy tell me, he said, "Coop, it'll get done." And I didn't know what that meant, but you find out real quickly. The job is massive. There's so many things. There's so much going on, so much to get done, that you've got to trust the people around you. Hire good people, and you hire good people, let them do their job, and go from there.
Coach Gary Kubiak is on the line with us. And through this whole process, Coach, everybody was like, you got to find an offensive mind. You got to find somebody from the Shanahan McVay system. Well, last I checked, you're from the original Shanahan system with Mike there in Denver and all the success that you all had. So that's kind of where all this started. How has this offense evolved over time with what you know, they're running in San Francisco and LA, and obviously we want to see here in Nashville? What are some things that you have seen and how it's evolved?
Well, the first thing I would tell you is that, you know, everybody talks about, you know, Coach Shanahan's way and how we did things and stuff. But, you know, anything you're doing, anytime you're coaching in the NFL, you have to have a system. And that's the big thing. Mike had a tremendous system. He had a great way of teaching. You know, how do you teach your system? You know, in 8-day installations, 9-day installations. But you have to have something in place. You know, running football plays and all those type of things. I think there's a lot of people do the same thing. But some people take it to a new level, and you take it to a new level because you're a good teacher, because you're creative, and that's what you've seen through the years. I mean, you're watching Kyle with all the movement he incorporates in offenses now, Mike McDaniels, and you watch Matt LaFleur do a tremendous job of coaching, especially these last few weeks of getting his football team in tremendous position. So I would say it comes with the best thing you're getting is you're getting a great system that Brian knows exactly how he wants to teach it.
We've seen Derrick Henry be the catalyst for this Titans offense for so many years, and you know the future for him is unknown. But could you see a player like Derrick Henry working in this, or do you think that getting more of a speedy, you know, pass catching back is what they're going to need to do?
Well, I think the great thing about the system and the belief in what you're doing is, you know, you got to be able to fit all kind of players into what you do. You know, there's no perfect roster. I mean, it doesn't exist in the NFL. There's a lot of changeover. So when your group is set, you got to go find what you do best and make sure you're putting people in position that can make plays and getting them touches. And, you know, that's the biggest part of coaching nowadays. How quick can you get to that point? You know, he's starting from scratch with a new team, new group, you know, learning your team, how you're going to go about it, what you're going to do best. Those are all things you got to go figure out real quickly.
Coach, what's the common denominator in all these young coaches, not just because of the coaching tree? I go back to your 2006 staff with Troy Calhoun, Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDaniel, Robert Saleh, one of my all-time favorite players, Johnny Holland. What's the common denominator in all these coaches being successful, these young guys?
I think their love for the game and their passion for, as teachers. I think people don't understand how important it is in coaching that you're a great teacher. Whether you're a linebacker coach, whether you're a quarterback coach, how good are you in that classroom with those players? You know, how can you get the best out of each of them? So when you mention those names, I would tell you all those guys are great teachers and they're very passionate about their job. Very loyal, very passionate, love players, but they have the strength where they can be hard on players and love them at the same time.
You know, Mike McDaniel has given you a lot of credit for where he is now. I mean, that was a time where, you know, some of these coaches, you have to be brutally honest with them in their career or early on with all that. What do you remember going back to that time of you were a young head coach as well and all these great assistants you had on your staff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first off with Mike, I knew Mike as a kid. You know, Mike was a ball boy for me in Denver while I was, you know, the offensive coordinator. So I knew Mike and his family real well. So was around him, you know, and then all of a sudden I had all those guys on my staff. Mike was a brilliant young man, very, very bright. I loved ball. You know, had a few things going on in his life as a young man, but he figured that out, and he's done a tremendous job getting to where he's at today. But when you look at that group of men, you know, whether it's Saleh, whether it's Kyle, whether it's Matt LaFleur, I go back to the biggest thing they have in common is just how much they love the game, how much they love players, and how good they are at teaching.
Coach, you mentioned earlier you thought that Brian Callahan would get a job last year. He didn't. He got one this year. Is that good? I mean, the fact that he can stick around and kind of develop more as a coach, or why were you surprised he did not get a job last year?
Well, I say that because a lot of people call me and ask me about him. You know, they call me and ask me about a lot of guys that work with me and stuff. So a couple of those people I talked to, you know, I thought they were really close to maybe pulling the trigger. But I will say this, as an assistant coach, you got to be very selective, you know, and taking jobs and knowing you're taking one where you have a chance to be successful. And sometimes patience with these guys is so important. So, I mean, Brian's been around Zach. He's been around good football. He's coached great quarterbacks along the way. And he's ready. He's ready for this opportunity. What is Brian, 39, 40, something like that? I mean, he's ready to go. He's right there with him.
Well, we're excited to see how it all plays out. Coach, thanks so much for doing this morning. Appreciate John McClain for giving you a call as well. But great insight, and we hope to talk to you down the road.
Okay, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Coach Gary Kubiak joining us here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Coach with Brian Callahan. I mean, the thing that got me at the very first of that interview was, well, he was basically Peyton Manning's right arm.
Yeah,
I mean, right. what better person to learn from and to work with? And so that really makes me excited about this hire. So a lot of insight there. We'll discuss that. Continue to take your calls, your text, 615-737-1025. Brian Callahan, the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans. We'll talk to Rocky Boyman from Cincinnati. 700 WLW at the top of the hour on the Chasing Big Joe Show, presented by Regal Realty Group, 1025, 1063, The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 1063, The Game. Tune in to 93.3 Classic Hits tomorrow night for MTSU's men's basketball. The Blue Raiders are at home facing Jacksonville State. Pregame at 6, tip-off at 6:30. Coverage also available on 93.3 Classic Hits app and the 93.3ClassicHits.com. Appreciate Coach Gary Kubiak for joining us on the program, talking about Brian Callahan, who was an offensive assistant with him in Denver when they won the Super Bowl, when he was a holdover from John Fox's staff, and then also with Kubiak. And the thing, again, that stood out to me, that Peyton Manning's banging down your door saying, keep this guy, that's a pretty strong endorsement.
Does it get any better than that? I mean, you know, as Peyton's preparation, so if Callahan's around this preparation and around this strategy every single day with Peyton and then on and on and on, yeah, that's pretty good, man. And are we to the point now where Peyton gives you that stamp, it's a done deal? I mean, do you need any more validation than that?
I don't. I mean, I feel pretty good about that if Peyton Manning's giving you a stamp.
I mean, when they're coming to the new coach's door, banging on the door, saying, you got to keep this guy. I mean, and there's no really ulterior motive there. I mean, it's just like this guy knows what he's talking about and knows what he's doing. And it's just – it's pretty solid for him. So, that's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so, again, appreciate Coach Kubiak for joining. We'll have Rocky Boyman join us from 700 WLW, of course, former Titans linebacker as well, get his thoughts. And, you know, I'm curious now that – you know, and the Titans have not made this official as of yet, but probably will later today. So now you got to look at the staff. And, you know, our texters were clarifying, you know, of losing the offensive coordinator, but you keep the offensive mind. And that's a really good point, that you basically, this offense, as long as Callahan's the head coach, you know, is going to be what the offense is. He's going to be the offensive coordinator as long as he's here as the head coach. That way you don't have to worry about changing things on Will Levis or whoever the quarterback is, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah. He was also, you know, he poor guy was at Denver and Tebow was a quarterback in 2010, part of the 11. But then, you know, he goes to the Broncos. He's there, wins the Super Bowl, gets hired immediately with Stafford in Detroit, 16-17. Raiders for a year. I mean, it's good. These coaches bounce around, and he's learned from a lot of good coaches. And Smith got hired with the Bengals in 2019, five seasons there, what, 19, 20, 21, 22? Yeah, five seasons there. And so now he's ready to branch out on his own. So we'll just see. Just wish him the best support and move this franchise forward.
Our listeners are hilarious. Peyton Turnage on Twitter just sent me this when I said Kubiak said that Callahan was Peyton Manning's right arm.
Oh, man.
For those of you on the stream.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, that's
I wish I was that creative
well
to have time
well done
to do that. Yes.
Well done. That was good. So, yeah, but I'm excited to see the staff. I mean, who's going to run the defense? You know, is this going to be a hybrid defense kind of like it has been? Is it going to be a true 3-4, a true 4-3? Like, what, you know?
I think you had to come in, don't you, and see what you have here and not kind of move things around?
Because I think we can both agree that the area in which you have to focus on, not the least, but lesser than the offense, would be the defense. They obviously need some help in secondary, middle linebackers especially.
Right.
But, like, that defensive front is still, you know, when healthy, I think still pretty good. Now, I'm curious to see what they do now that Tierre Tart's gone.
I saw a great interview with this morning with Shannon Sharpe talking to the Kelce brothers about playing tight end, right? He said, you know, I go to the tight end, you know, I'm blocking, you know, another linebacker. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be a battle. But he goes, but when I go out in a pass, that linebacker is not going to cover me. I need, because he wants to go downhill. He's not going to cover me out in space. So they got into the 3-4 and the 4-3 debate right there. And I think now with the game being more spread offense, I think a 3-4 is more, because you got the three rushers up front. You got to cover all these guys coming out of the backfield. So it's different. I would lean towards a 3-4. That's me, just because of the speed that you get. A 4-3, a lot of teams do the 4-3 and just puts pressure on the quarterback, but it's going to be up to him and who he chooses as defensive coordinator to go forward to see what fits best. But I think you need to look at the personnel on your team and see what works best and then determine where you want to go.
Yeah. Addie's Daddy on Twitter says, will Callahan be wearing a Titans hat at the press conference or a Carthon Friends hat? That's a good question.
Oh, my goodness. Carthon Friends hat.
That is a good question.
I couldn't even make out what that hat was that day. I was like, what is that?
And other texters have said, you know, the offensive line coach, they want to see who he brings in. I mean, I think the rumor is Bill Callahan, his father, would leave Cleveland and come and be the offensive line coach. And look, Bill Callahan's been around for a long time. He's been a successful O-line coach and you know, coached the Raiders. He was head coach of the Raiders when they beat the Titans in the AFC Championship game to go face John Gruden and the Bucks in the Super Bowl. So, you know, he's had success in his time. If that's the hire, then, you know, I'm going to trust that that's a good one. I mean, I would think a guy with that much experience is obviously going to be an upgrade from what they've had.
Well, just let him get to the press conference. I mean, we could do all. I don't know the speculation because he's been an offensive coach. He's been on so many staffs. I don't know who he's friends with, who he wants. But I would lean, if I'm in, I'm lean heavily. I mean, you heard Gary Kubiak said Bill Callahan's one of the most knowledgeable, best football coaches of all time. So, yeah, why would you not want your father to come here? But you know what's going to be funny, though? And I'm seeing how some people report this. You know, what was Vrabel's big knock on him, Chase? He hired what?
His friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do you give Brian Callahan a pass if he hires his friends?
Well, I mean, I'm saying I think he hires, number one, he wouldn't be hiring his friends. He'd be hiring his father. That's different.
But if he hires friends.
Sure. But I think it's okay to have a mix. That was and Vrabel did. Like, I think we focused too much on it.
Exactly.
That Vrabel did bring in his buddies.
Right.
You know, but like, look, something that a texter just pointed out on the text line, I think it was, or on Twitter, I'm sorry. Joel pointed out on Twitter, you know, Wink Martindale and Callahan were together in Denver. I think Wink Martindale, if he's brought in as the defensive coordinator, I thought he did a really good job in Baltimore, you know, after taking over for Dean Pease.
He did. He did a great job on Tic-Tac-Doe back in the day as well. So he's a heck of a game show host.
I knew it. I knew that was going to come up. But I could see him, you know, coming in as the DC.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot that
– I think there's some things it's okay to hire somebody that you're connected to, and then some things – go ahead and get outside minds, and I think he's going to do both.
I wouldn't. If it's me, I want people that I know in some realm of anything. I mean, I've worked with you. I've know you. Maybe we've not worked together, but I know you, and you know we've broken bread together or whatever. I just wouldn't blindly hire coaches I don't know. I just wouldn't do that.
Sure.
It's all about who you know.
12:55. It has nothing to do with hiring his friends. It has to do with not firing his friends when they needed fire. That's fair
point. Yes.
We'll talk to Rocky Boyman, 700 WLW in Cincinnati, of course, former Titans linebacker as well. He'll join us coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.